Welcome to TED in Your Head, the podcast where we grab a hold of our minds and ask, what's happening here? Where we answer the question, what can I do with this? And where we seek to powerfully decide, this is what I want to create. This is your host, Ted Moreno. I'm a certified hypnotherapist, a success performance coach, and a fellow explorer of what is possible. Come on, let's check it out. Greetings, and welcome to podcast number 7. Today, we're going to have the first podcast of my TED in Your Head interview series. In this series, I'll be interviewing experts on diet and nutrition, alternative health modalities, and physical, mental, and spiritual wellness. Remember, TED in Your Head is all about grabbing a hold of your mind and asking, what's happening here? What can I do with this? And what can I create? I believe that to tap into the power of our minds to explore what's possible, we need to have a healthy body. Today, my guest is Heidi Hoffman. Heidi is the owner of Vibrant Living Wellness Center in Sierra Madre, where she helps people to live a long, illness-free, and vibrant life. Heidi has 19 years' experience as a registered dietitian, and through her education and experience, is able to help people change their health and reach their wellness goals. She sees people with digestive issues, food sensitivities, hormone imbalances, autoimmune diseases, and much more. When you come to Heidi, she designs a clinical nutrition program for you that includes dietary changes and whole food supplements. She guides you to make lasting behavior changes that help you stay young and vibrant. So welcome, Heidi. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, Ted. How about you?
I'm doing very awesome. Thank you so much for being on my podcast. And the first question I have before we start getting into everything that you do, I'm just curious, you know, how did you get into this?
Well, like you said, you know, I've been a dietitian for 19 years now. And when I was going to college, I knew I wanted to be in a helping profession. And I checked out a bunch of different professions, and I realized that nutrition could help people change their body at the cellular level. If you could just address what you're eating and handle that, you can make some lasting changes that will really carry you into old age feeling healthy and vibrant.
Okay, great. So we're going to hear a lot more about what you can offer and suggest, not only as your services, but maybe you can give us some tasty, no pun intended, information about how we can make some changes in our diet. You know, what do you have to do? I mean, what's your training to become a registered dietitian? I mean, how long do you have to go to school and all of that?
So a registered dietitian requires a four-year nutrition degree, and some places require a master's degree. So I have both. And then you need a one-year internship, and it's usually unpaid. And after that, you have to take a registration exam. And every year you need to do about 15 units of continuing education units, which adds up to about 75 units in a five-year period. So they make sure that you're well-educated and that you keep up on all the trends that are happening and all the research that's happening so that you can be the most educated expert out there.
Okay, well, that's good to know because I know that things are changing all the time and the government's changing all the time and their recommendations, so... You know, I guess that's what makes you an expert is you're on top of that and you're able to know what's going on and to give us that information.
So absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. So, and I got to experience that firsthand when I did a cleanse with you at the beginning of the year. So it was a group cleanse and my wife and I both did it. And you were kind of the moderator of the group. And it was a standard process cleanse, which means that the supplements that you gave us, the protein powder and all that, was from Standard Process, which is a very high quality supplement company, and you can only get these supplements through chiropractors and doctors. And so it was a great cleanse. I got great results, lost about 10 pounds. My pants are a little bit bigger and got away from some cravings, like the got away from the 2 or 3 cup of coffee a day craving. This morning I tried having 2 cups of coffee and just didn't feel right. So I'm happily in 1 cup a day or some tea. So feeling really good about that. So really appreciate that. And you've done a lot of these cleanses for groups as well as for yourself?
Yes, absolutely. So I try and do a cleanse myself twice a year because I really believe that if I do the cleanse, any challenges that I may have, I can learn from and share with my clients, as well as then I could be able to speak to what it really takes to do a cleanse. And I really believe that healthcare practitioners should practice what they preach and go through what their clients might be going through.
Well, that makes perfect sense to me. And I have to say, you look pretty healthy.
Oh, thank you.
You look really great. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you about was, I was talking to somebody about this cleanse in the very early days, and they didn't really push back, but they were wondering, well, you know, I thought your body cleansed itself, or why do you need to cleanse? Or, you know, I'm not sure you need to spend the money or take the time. And of course, I disagreed with them because I've done cleanses before and I've gotten the benefit from them, but I didn't really know how to respond to his, you know, his idea that the body cleanses itself and you don't need to cleanse. So I'm going to ask you, the expert, why do we need to cleanse?
It's a really good question. And you know, the body does have its own mechanism to cleanse out pollutants and things like that. In our day-to-day life, we come into contact with so many environmental pollutants in what we eat, what we drink, and what we breathe. And sometimes we get attached to certain foods, find ourselves stressed out and drinking more alcohol or eating more desserts. So going on a cleanse just supports our liver in being able to release all those chemicals and those pollutants so that our body could be healthier, more vibrant, so that we decrease those symptoms. Some people start feeling tired, fatigue. And when you're feeling that way, a cleanse will help increase your energy and make you feel more vibrant. Sometimes space from these foods, when we're not eating the chocolate or we're not drinking the alcohol, allows us to be able to change those habits and put new habits in place.
Well, I definitely got that, what you just described, while I was on the cleanse. I went without coffee, I went without alcohol, I went without sweets, no bread, and really got a chance to see those cravings, especially for sweets. So being able to step back and see, wow, you know, I seem to have these cravings for sweets after I eat, or whenever I drink coffee, you know, I want to have sweets, and when I drink tea, not so much. So it was very illuminating for me to see that. So what you're saying is that even though our body does cleanse, we sometimes get, I guess, toxic overload and our body can't keep up with all the junk we're putting in our body. Is that what happens?
Exactly. And so the supplements that I give you from Standard Process, which are all made from whole foods, so there's no junk in these supplements. They're very high quality. These supplements are designed to support that phase one and phase two detox system in the liver, so that your body can release these chemicals and be able to do an even better job at what it's doing. And when it does that, a lot of times it releases weight, so you burn fat, and you just start feeling overall better. And a nice side point is that you create some neutrality around those habits that you've had prior to that. For example, if you find yourself eating a lot of chocolate and you can't say no to that chocolate, going on a cleanse and staying away from it creates some neutrality. So when you're done, you could say yes or no. You have more of a choice, and you're more empowered in choosing healthier options.
That's so interesting. You know, you use that word neutrality because in my work with my clients, obviously it doesn't have to do with nutrition, but I help them to get away from toxic thoughts and see what thoughts they go to continuously, like there's a habit of thinking. And so in my line of work, that idea of neutrality kind of allows them to step back and see where their minds go. So I can definitely relate to what you just said, where that idea of neutrality, like, well, you know, wow, I have this craving, but I don't have to take advantage of it because I know that it's going to make me feel this or put on weight, etc. So that's really awesome. And thank you for that. So the other question I wanted to ask you was, you know, at the beginning of the cleanse, you had me come into your beautiful office here in Sierra Madre, and you did some tests, and one of the things you did was muscle testing. So this involved me putting out my arm, and then you'd press on my arm and put different substances on my chest to see how I responded to these substances. Now, the first time I got muscle testing, I think I was maybe 19, and I was just blown away. And since then, you know, it's becoming more and more popular. I guess they call it applied kinesiology now. But I'm sure many of our listeners don't know what that is. So perhaps you can explain exactly what was that muscle testing that you do.
You know, muscle testing has been around as long as Chinese medicine.
Wow.
And while I don't do acupuncture, I just say that to illustrate that it's not anything that's new. And somewhere in the early 1900s, a chiropractor figured out that you could use muscle testing to access that innate knowing of the body and try and figure out what's going on sort of at a deeper level. And that morphed into applied kinesiology, like you mentioned, which is essentially the study of muscles or the study of how that all comes together. And so what I do is I utilize this muscle testing system called nutrition response testing, and it's been around for more than 12 years, to find out what are the barriers to healing in your body. And then from that, I design a clinical nutrition program to help balance out your body. So I think of it as a tool. If you go to your doctor, they're going to pull out a machine, maybe to check your blood pressure, or maybe you'll step on the scale. Those are just another tool to measure things going on in your body. What I'm doing with the muscle testing is I'm using your body to measure what's going on in your body.
That's so amazing. I mean, that's just incredible that you have that tool. In fact, you know, that's a tool I would definitely like to learn or maybe learn more about. So let me ask you another question. I mean, if I have a medical issue or my stomach hurts or I'm tired, I mean, shouldn't I just go to the doctor? I mean, why should I come to you when I have insurance that pays for my doctor?
You should absolutely and definitely go to your doctor.
Okay.
I am not in place of your doctor because you want to see if there is something going on inside your body that needs some immediate medical attention. What I do can be a wonderful complement to a conventional medical practitioner because I utilize whole food supplements and diet as a way to improve health. It's completely natural and can go with any other treatment. So when you come to me, think of it as rounding out your healthcare and giving you that other layer of support, encouragement, and health that you can use with going to your doctor.
Okay, so that makes perfect sense to me because, you know, with all due respect to doctors, I've never had any of them prescribe any kind of supplements. Or, I mean, you know, they prescribe drugs and that's what they do, but you know, they've never really done any muscle testing or anything like that. So it almost seems like, you know, they're limited in kind of their natural approach and where they're limited, you kind of fill that gap for people that maybe don't want to go on drugs or are looking for a more natural way to maintain their health.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to put it. And so in that way, we can work together and just create a better, more vibrant life for people where they can realize their health goals and really learn some good habits that they can put in place for their entire life, really.
Awesome. So in your work with people and helping people maintain their health, what are the most common complaints that you help people with?
Well, I've had quite the gamut, let me tell you. I've had people come in with rare skin issues, unique body pains, and then I've had a lot of people who have digestive issues. You know, digestion is the key to good health. It really is. Autoimmune challenges, which I personally really enjoy helping because of my own personal health story of resolving autoimmune thyroid, and also because I have some wonderful supplements that support the body when experiencing an autoimmune disease. I also help people to pinpoint food sensitivities that are causing inflammation in the body, and then I empower them to change their diet and their lifestyle to support this. I really can help, you know, anyone, but people who tend to come to me are the ones who want to make lasting changes.
Okay. All right. So the autoimmune thing is, that's kind of a big thing. You know, my wife has Hashimoto's and my daughter actually has it. So, you know, that's something I'm very, very interested in. It's good to know that there are other methods of supporting that other than, you know, taking a pill, which of course is necessary. So, and it seems to me that these autoimmune situations are becoming much more prevalent in our daily life, you know. Any ideas about why that is? I mean, why do you think we're having those problems?
Oh, boy. You know, I think that there's many different reasons for that interact together. It could just be that we're detecting them. We have better techniques to detect them.
Oh.
It also might be our environment.
Right.
You know, our environment has changed a lot. It's not as clean and healthy as it used to be. Mm. And so it could be affecting people more. And also our changing food supply. You know, we all know about GMOs and that the food really isn't what it was even 100 years ago. All those things could be playing a part in affecting our overall health.
Interesting. Okay, so we're ready to close it up. And thank you for taking the time, giving me all this good information. And I really believe in what you do, obviously, because I'm one of your clients. But the last question I want to ask you is, you know, for people out there that are maybe exploring natural health and they want to become healthier, what are the top three most important changes somebody can make to their diet? I know this is kind of a wide-ranging question, but if you could give people some advice to change three things that would have the biggest impact on, positive impact on their health, what would you suggest?
Well, first, our ancestors really had it right. Eating close to the ground, clean, minimally processed food is really the gateway to being healthy. So cutting out processed foods goes a long way to good health.
So processed foods would be like potato chips and anything that you microwave that's frozen. Is that what you mean by processed
exactly. foods? Exactly. So, you know, you have something that's in a box or you have a whole apple.
Oh.
If you choose something in a box, it's been processed. If you have a whole apple, it hasn't been processed.
Got it. Okay.
So you want to go for things in their natural form as much as possible or minimally processed.
Okay.
And anything in a box, in a bag, frozen, that's already been processed, those fall in that category.
Cool.
Second, include good quality fat in your diet. Americans are a bit fat phobic after the low fat craze of the 90s, and it's really more about eating good quality fats like olive oil, avocados, fatty fish, and coconut oil rather than avoiding fat. And I find that people will come to me and they want to be as low fat or non-fat as possible. And then they end up doing themselves a disservice by not eating that good quality fat that's going to nourish their body.
Okay. So that's number two,
that's
right?
That's number two.
Okay.
And number three, and very important, is to eliminate all refined sugar from your diet. Sugar creates inflammation, which is the foundation of disease. So cutting out all sugar from packaged foods, snack foods, and desserts will go a long way to improving your health.
What? Cut out all refined sugars? Like no donuts or pastries or cookies?
No donuts or pastries or cookies. However, if you have a sweet tooth, you can enjoy honey, agave.
Okay.
You can enjoy fruit.
Okay.
And, you know, you could always play around with stevia, which is comes from a plant, and it's naturally sweet. So it doesn't fall into that category that some of those other artificial sugars do.
Or if somebody comes to you to do a cleanse, they can kind of break that habit and make it easier for them to maintain avoidance of those type of foods, right?
Absolutely. So it won't be so painful. It'll be much easier.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Well, our time is up, and I want to thank you so much for taking the time for me to bring my mobile studio to your wonderful office here. If our listeners are interested in what you do or they want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
So they could go to my website, which is www.vibrantlivingwc.com, or they could call me at 626-470-7711. And I would like to offer 50% off an initial visit to anybody who would like one who's listening to this podcast. So when you call to make an appointment, just mention this podcast and you'll get 50% off an initial consultation.
Right on. That's very generous of you. And remember, the name of this podcast is TED in Your Head. Heidi, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me as well as my listeners. Best of luck in all future endeavors. And thank you so much for helping us stay healthy.
Thank you so much, Ted. I've enjoyed it immensely.
All right, then. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to TED in Your Head. This podcast has absolutely nothing to do with TED Talks or TEDx or any other TED except me, Ted Moreno. Thanks to Zach Shaw for his assistance in producing this podcast. For more information, you can go to my website at www.tedmoreno.com. Please connect with me on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Google+. And remember what Q said to Picard. The exploration that awaits you is charting the unknown possibilities of existence.